The house was silent. Montag approached from the rear, creeping through a thick, night-moistened scent of daffodils and roses and wet grass. He touched the screen door in back, found it open, slipped in, moved across the porch, listening. "Mrs. Black, are you sleeping there?" he thought. "This isn't good, but your husband did it to others, and never asked, and never wondered, and never worried. And now, since you're a fireman's wife, it's your house and your turn for all the houses your husband burnt and the people he hurt without thinking." The house did not reply. He hid the books in the kitchen and moved from the house again to the alley and looked back, and the house was still dark and quiet, sleeping. On his way across town, with the helicopters fluttering like torn bits of paper in the sky, he phoned the alarm at a lonely phone booth outside a store that was closed for the night. Then he stood in the cold night air waiting, and at a distance he heard the fire sirens start up and run, and the salamanders coming to burn Mr. Black's house while he was away at work, to make his wife stand shivering in the morning air while the roof let go and dropped in upon the fire. But now she was still asleep. "Good night, Mrs. Black," he thought.